You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
They won 14 of their last 16 to get over 500. They were really never in contention. We expected them to get into contention. It just didn't happen on the field in the real world. Losing in one-run games, losing in extra inning games, and being one of the biggest disappointments in recent memory.
We obviously appreciate Bob's contributions here the last two seasons in San Diego, and we wish him the best in San Francisco.
I think that probably every series I would look in that dugout and look over the other side and say, you know, maybe someday, hopefully.
Now we have some sad news in the world of baseball. Padres owner and chairman Peter Seidler has passed away this morning.
Juan Soto has been traded to the Yankees along with Trent Grisham.
It had been such a grindy offseason.
It was a horrible offseason.
It was horrible.
This fan base was patient.
Yes.
They went through it.
It is with great joy we officially introduce and celebrate the 23rd manager in Padres history, Mike Shildt.
You know, we've got a fun group, guys with a lot of talent.
Diving stop, long throw to first, and he got him! Oh, what a play by Jake Cronenworth!
But I do like the idea of our first time up, you got to face Fernando Tatis, and that's appealing. And a chance to get punched in the mouth right away.
First pitch is hammered to left field. Forget about it! A missile to left for Tatis.
I love Manny Machado's million-dollar smile, and I love Joe Musgrove's passion for the city and his competition.
A 1-2-3 first for Joe Musgrove. And he caps it with a strikeout of Shohei Ohtani.
Ha-Sung Kim flying around the field, playing the game the right way with a lot of heart and desire and talent.
Ha-Sung Kim!
We're going to have a good time with it. We're going to play with some swagger, but we're also going to play with some substance as well.
Fernando takes off. He's going to steal home without a play. Straight steal of home. And Perez never knew. Kim swings, hits it in the air. Deep to left. Going to go! Grand Slam, Ha-Sung Kim. Number six for Yu Darvish in three shutout innings.
Dylan Cease going to the San Diego Padres and the White Sox acquiring a bevy of guys.
Now it comes down to a lineup that has some superstar players, and if you get superstar seasons out of a couple of those guys, why wouldn't this be a playoff team at this point?
At the end of the day, it's about getting it done. Whether it looks ugly or looks bad, it looks great, whatever it is, it's about getting it done, right? So, you know, we're going to do a better job this year with that. And I think it comes from the group that we have in here.
It's showtime.
All right, we are halfway home on opening day.
Yeah!
San Diego, California, down here at Baja Rick's Cantina. And full house, man. I mean, there's still some room, but I'm happy with the turnout. It's, you know, tough. You go to 7 Mile Casino at 3 o'clock in the morning and 350 people show up. That's kind of your bar. And I don't feel disappointed. I'm very grateful for all of you that did get out of bed, come down here. It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a good day. Pace yourselves, you know.
Ben, I don't see a lot of pacing.
I don't see a lot
there.
Of pacing either.
Some large beers being consumed at the moment.
Yeah, shots and large beers already. I guess they're going to bring us out some big bucket of crab meats and stuff and regular meat and Caesar salads, and looking forward to seeing the what's it called, the golden sombrero bucket. Wow, the thing is I don't want to see any golden sombreros today unless it's from the San Francisco Giants. I'd like to see a few of those.
Yeah, this is about to come out here. Let me give you the menu, what it entails. We've got 2 8-9 ounce lobster tails, prime skirt steak, Baja style shrimp,
grilled chicken breast, Alaskan king crab clusters, Mexican street corn, two Caesar salads, and a fried ice cream to share. I don't know how we're going to divvy up two Caesar salads. Someone's going without a Caesar salad.
Well, I'll have a couple bites of salad.
I don't think we're going to be fighting over the Caesar salad.
No, I want the ice cream, though, the fried ice cream.
You want the fried ice cream?
Yeah, that's fine.
You
can have that.
It's delicious, dude.
You've never had fried ice cream?
It seems a little counterintuitive.
It's delicious.
It's cold on the inside and fried and crispy on the outside.
Oh, it's so good.
You got to do it quickly. Or the ice cream melts.
That's right.
Well, I'm going with the big ticket items.
Yeah,
the lobster, the crab, the steak. I mean, that's what I'm excited about the most.
I know you are.
So yeah, they just brought plates. We've got the crab cracking tool for the legs. Don't get your finger caught in there, Woods.
Okay.
You lose it. And I just saw you mentioned it earlier, but I hadn't seen that. I just saw on social media that inside Petco Park, the mowers have designed a PS into the outfield grass.
Amazing.
That I just saw that for the first time on social media, which will be one special feature on opening day. Obviously, the Padres wearing the patches. And at the Peter Seidler Celebration of Life, they debuted the PS in the heart that's going to go underneath the press box for perpetuity. We'll be there along with the tributes to Jerry Coleman and Ray Kroc and others. But it will actually be designed into the field for opening day, a big PS to make sure that Peter Seidler is on all of our minds, in all of our hearts on this opening day.
Yeah, it would be tough to forget Peter Seidler on opening day today. It makes you sad, you know, because, you know, this is a day that he absolutely lived for. That man loved baseball. He loved baseball so, so much. It meant a lot to him. And I'd love to get this dub for him today, man. I really would.
Yeah, I don't want to put too much pressure on the Padres, but if you really love Peter Seidler, you win today.
Right. I mean, if you don't, then you don't.
Yeah, I mean, this you'll show us how much you actually cared about the man by your performance in this game today.
Well, and I think it was his brother that said, you know, now we have one of the baseball gods is now on our side, and it's Peter Seidler. So it's going to be an emotional day with his widow, Sheil, throwing out the first pitch today. I mean, I'm going to be a wreck. I'm going to be a mess.
I certainly expect that every time the Padres fall behind early, it will start raining before the fourth inning every game this season, and it'll be a rain out. And if they're winning, it'll end up being perfectly sunny all game long.
Holy.
No problem whatsoever.
Baja Rick himself.
Yeah, Baja Rick himself.
Oh, my God.
The golden sombrero bucket is arriving. With all the accoutrements, all the sides, it's going to get a little debut on our YouTube stream here for a second. And then that thing is massive. Holy cow.
Wow.
This is just for one person, or do you recommend it for a couple of
two or three
people?
Thank you so much.
Look at that. That is...
Sure, throw it on.
Chili butter.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, you're driving around in your car right now. Do you guys want to hear us eat?
Why would we bring this in the middle of a segment?
Lobsters.
I just want to dive in. This looks so good.
Thank you so much.
That street corn looks
Baja
amazing.
Rick. Wow.
I had my first Baja shrimp right there. Woods, would you like a plate?
I will. Yeah, I'll get one. Let's get through this segment, and then we can dive in. And
that's fair enough.
I think this is what people want to hear.
I don't think they do. I don't know that they like hearing people eat on the radio. Where's
our Caesar salad that we were promised?
Yeah, look at us.
We're salad eaters around here.
Safer for
the ice cream.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have our fried ice cream yet either, but, well, just let me just grab a little bit of lobster before we get started here. I'll just take the whole tail.
Yeah. It's your fun day. Happy birthday, Ben. Look at him.
Oh, that pulled out nicely. Look at that.
Whoa.
Mm.
You driving to work right now. I hope this is doing a lot for you. So good?
Yeah. Fancy Ben, lobster while I do my show. This is heaven for
me. This is what he was made for.
This is absolutely Ben's dream scenario. Lobster tail and morning radio all at once.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh. Little lime. Oh, look at the butter. I gotta get some butter. Just you go ahead and just continue.
Just gonna wait for
you. Oh,
look
at that.
Brought to you by SD Fat Loss, everybody. It's protein, right?
Oh, it's protein. Yeah. Gotta treat myself a little bit.
Sure.
Oh.
Good?
Yeah. I'm going to be a little...
I have a shrimp.
Shrimp was good.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little shellfish day for me. Okay. It's okay to be a little shellfish from time to time. You know, you got to think about yourself.
Jesus, God. That's steak tasty. Looks good. That corn looks good.
Prime steak, yeah. What would
all right,
you
let's
like,
do our
Kelly?
Radio show, and then we can eat and have a good time after.
All right, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I have no idea.
We want to eat.
Totally lost
Golden
my
sombrero.
Lost my train of thought here.
What do you guys want to do?
let's talk about hating on the Dodgers for a second.
I can do that.
Yeah,
that's easy. That's an easy topic.
So, I think you'll get a narrative from the national media that having the Dodgers be a super team and win 115 games and make it to the World Series,
so cool,
will be great. TV ratings will be awesome. Oh yeah, the Dodgers being good is good for baseball.
Right.
Do you buy into that though? That the logic that they have that yeah, having the Yankees and Dodgers be good. Like ideally it's going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series and it'll be the best ratings we've ever had. But if the Dodgers truly are as good as they're hoping, as their fans are hoping. Here comes our Caesar salad. They brought three just so we wouldn't feel left out. Oh. That's so nice. Just a little extra Caesar salad for us. If they truly are, let's say our nightmare comes true.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers are the super team of super teams. They win 115 games. They careen through the playoffs, lift their World Series title. What happens after that? Next year, then they add Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher to the mix
right.
as well. None of their guys are really going away. I mean, you know, Freddie Freeman getting a little bit older, but Mookie's in his prime. Most of their players are signed long-term in their prime. Is this going to be good for baseball if the Dodgers are essentially unbeatable for like four or five seasons while all these guys are together? I don't think it's going to happen, but my suspicion would be that people would get really tired of it really fast.
I think
and
so, too.
There's 29 other teams that it's not in their best interest to have the Dodgers simply clubbing everyone and winning 75% of their games and cruising to World Series titles because they're so good.
Well, you know, and I do think the way that they've handled their business in the offseason, while savvy and, you know, haven't broken any rules per se, that's something that's going to need to be looked at eventually because, you know, guys deferring a big chunk of their salary to dodge the CBT a little bit, that's not a fair, even playing field. Not that it ever was with an $8 billion TV deal. You know what I'm saying? They have those resources. But listen, man, we know what their bugaboo is. It's when the clock strikes October. That's when Shohei Ohtani, who's never played in October, that's when Yamamoto, who's never played in October, that's when, you know, all these guys that have struggled in October, it just is different. They're going to win the division. They're going to have that 5 days off that everyone just soils themselves about. And then it's going to be up to them to go out and beat teams like the Diamondbacks.
It's the great equalizer in baseball. And it's what is going to prevent the Dodgers from truly being that dominant team because no matter how good you are, it's tough to win three consecutive series in baseball. Now, if you win, you know, 8 out of 10 series over the course of the year, you're a dominating 100-win team.
Yeah.
You're absolutely crushing it. But you're still going to lose series as you go. And if one of those series happens to happen in the NLDS, the NLCS, or the World Series, you can't win that World Series. I don't know that we'll – I mean – How hard is it going to be to win back-to-back? Will we ever see three in a row like the Yankees did 20 years ago? It's looking more and more incredible in the modern era that a team was able to do it. Now, back in the day when you just had the World Series, you just had the NLCS in the World Series, it was much more feasible to put together a dynasty. Now, I mean, what the Giants did, winning 3 in 5 years, is probably not something I think we're going to see again.
I really feel like that I feel like you're absolutely right. I feel like, you know, parity is an interesting word because there's not parity. There's not a ton of parity in Major League Baseball. There are truly the haves and the have-nots and then the in-betweens. But those in-betweens can make runs, as we have seen. And I don't know, man. It's kind of why I'm down on the Rangers this year. It's kind of why I'm down on the Diamondbacks. I know they've added, you know, some really good pieces. But to get there this day and age, all those players need to use, all the injuries that they already have, it's just going to be tough to put it together for, you know, two seasons, much less one.
There's also no doubt spending money helps you win in baseball.
Yeah.
The correlation is there, at least in the regular season. Now, is it 100%? No. But it does help when you spend money and invest in your own players.
Sure.
However, is there a point where it's diminishing returns?
Right.
As we saw with the Padres last year, the Mets. Does putting together too many star players with too much money all of a sudden start to backfire at some point?
We saw it. I mean,
it's just too hard to manage those expectations, those kind of guys. Everyone's supposed to be a leader. When, you know, Will Smith is getting $140 million on some teams, you're going, okay, and you're going to be leading us for the next decade. Will Smith on the Dodgers is maybe their seventh
leader,
highest paid player and leader. And I mean, I know he's a catcher. They are kind of inherently there are leaders, but at some point do you create so big of expectations, so massive of an elephant in the room that you're starting to actually hurt yourself with these kind of contracts that you're giving out?
Well, you know, they're playing the game for now. They're not worried about 10 years down the road. You know, certainly you look at it as a fan of an opposing team and go, I mean, you can't hate on what they've done. They've done a good job. They've added some really good pieces, but we know, I almost feel I know what's going to happen when October gets here. It has happened too many times, and that's what I'm banking on this year.
All right, we're going to take time out to eat lobster and crab, and when we come back,
man of the people, everybody.
In season, Sammy is going to join us, and we'll talk a little bit with Sam Levitt getting ready for his first domestic pregame show of 2024. That is coming up next. We'll be back after Kelly's check of traffic. Don't go away. Ben and Woods live from Baja Rick's Cantina, home of the Golden Sombrero Bucket, everybody, on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Ben and Woods opening day broadcast, live from Baja Rick's Cantina, located at 176th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
How you feeling, buddy?
Food coma. Good. Food coma at 8:22 in the morning on opening day.
This guy was sucking down crab legs and lobster tail.
Well, I mean, this was my chance. I wanted to eat as much down as possible. I had lobster. I had crab. I had shrimp. I had steak. What happened to the chicken? Did Paulie eat some of the chicken?
I didn't
get any of the chicken. Paulie's eating the corn. How's the Mexican? The corn was really good. And Paulie says it's good, but Sammy actually has his microphone because Sam Levitt, Padres pre- and post-game show host, is here with us at Baja Rick's Cantina. He's actually seated right in front of the Golden Sombrero Bucket. Feel free to dig in at whatever's left of the carnage there, Sammy, if you're hungry.
Hit somebody with one of these crab legs.
No doubt. Yeah. Grab a crab leg. I mean, you're an East Coast guy. That's the home of crab legs. And
well, New England.
Yeah. I mean, you've been over there before,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Cape Cod. Lots of good seafood.
Ooh,
shrimp.
Yes.
Crab. Lobster.
That's where the Aztecs are today. Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how
about that?
Some clam chowder and such. But, Sammy, it's good to see you. You're looking healthy and well after your long stint in Arizona. Made it back safely and ready for another season of Padres baseball. Third year.
Yeah, third year. Great to be down here. We've got a dessert. What is this?
Fried ice cream, of course.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves.
Fried ice cream. Thank you.
I could be like a food reviewer. Woodsy.
Thank you.
Spooning the fried ice cream
Woods
into
looks
his
happy.
Mouth. Mm. Little whipped cream on there.
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
Oh, my God. That's unreal.
Wow. Three servings.
Yeah, three.
So, Sammy, the Padres officially released all their TV radio options today, and it included a third season of Sam Levitt as the pre- and the post-game show host. So 2 years ago, you were making your debut. What have you learned? What has evolved with Sam Levitt in now two seasons behind the microphone for the San Diego Padres pre- and post-game shows?
I think I'm far more comfortable now than I was about exactly 2 years ago. I think for a few reasons. Number one, it was a new job, right? I was used to doing play-by-play on a day-by-day basis and getting used to the prep, hosting shows, pregame, postgame, reacting to games just minutes after they end, having more of an opinion than necessarily you do as a play-by-play guy.
Insane callers.
Yeah,
insane
callers, all of it.
Callers,
so getting used to the job, getting used to the organization. I mean, admittedly, when I showed up 2 years ago, I had knowledge of the organization, of some people in the organization from when I was with the AA affiliate.
Yep.
But beyond that, I mean, I'll be honest, I was from New York. I was not, you know, a Padres guy growing up. I mean, I knew about the Padres through working in the minor leagues. I certainly knew about the minor league system, but from a major league baseball level, from being around the team every day perspective, I mean, it was brand new. So I felt like the first season was a total whirlwind because I showed up like a week before it started.
Yep.
Last season certainly had my feet under me. And this year, honestly, rolling in today, I feel
great.
Yeah,
feel comfortable.
Feel great. Yes.
You know, they always said, you know, baseball fans on the East Coast, Mets, Phillies, they were more intense than the laid-back West Coast fans. And growing up here, I can't deny that wasn't true.
Yeah.
But now I think I might deny it. Sammy, you grew up, you know, New York, Mets, seeing them play, seeing their fans. Now that you see what this Padres fan base has become and how passionate they are,
yeah,
how do the fan bases, do you think, compare?
I think it's you know, it's unbelievable in both places. But here, the passion of Padres fans, the way they've shown up each and every day, whether it was 22 or 23, it's been beyond anything I could have imagined, right? And seeing the love they have for this team, the passion they have for this team, having 300 people show up at 3 a.m., having all the people here today. I mean, that honestly, when you talk about my job and the way it's evolved, I mean, seeing the passion that people have for this baseball team in this city and the desire to win, I think it, you know, as somebody who grew up on the East Coast, I think, yeah, there always is like a little reputation of, oh, L.A., oh, San Diego, West Coast, California. They're chill. They're chill. Beautiful ballpark. They're chill. Win or lose, doesn't really matter. That couldn't be further from the truth here. I mean, these people want to win.
They want to win.
They want to win a World Series. So I think that narrative has finally been put to bed. I think the way Padres fans showed up throughout last season for a team that was, let's be honest, really disappointing.
Yeah.
The way they continued to show up in August and September, I think it spoke volumes, and I think it continues to speak volumes. So seeing how people want to win, I think like that's the misconception when you come from the outside of Southern California. You think like, oh, everybody's kind of chill, but they're not. They want to win just as bad as everybody else.
They're not, and you see it grow and grow and grow, and you know, again, I talked about the Peter Seidler effect, and
yeah,
he was a pretty chill guy as far as his public perception, but that dude wanted to win, and there's a different way you can go about it. He wasn't irrational. You know, he's not an irrational fan. He was just a very intense and very intense guy and really, really wants to win. A.J. Preller, very intense guy, wants to win. And I think Mike Schilt's the same, too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the celebration of life, it was beautiful. Ben, I saw you there. Paul, I saw you there. It was beautiful. I think it was also a reminder of a couple of things about Peter Seidler. Number one, the person he was and the impact he had on this city and community. And I thought they did a great job not only having baseball people speak, but also having people from the community speak. His impact with the homeless population, things like that. It was just a tremendous event. But the other thing you really learn from that, or I should say were reminded from that, was that Peter Seidler was an intense competitor and wanted to win and wanted this team to win. And we'll remember over the last couple of years, him getting in front of the media and saying, hey, we're here to win. The goal is to win a championship. And you got that feeling, whether it was Mike Schilt, A.J. Preller, Manny Machado, Joe Musgrove, anybody talking last week at that celebration of life, that you know, you really got the feeling this team, this organization wants to carry on that legacy and win. And I do feel they'll play with that, in a way with that, the more you hear him talk.
Sammy, if I know you, you've saved something special for this pregame show. What do you have? What do you have in store for the listeners today before the game?
What do I have in store for the listeners? Well, we'll have AJ Preller. We'll have Bob Melvin, probably.
Bob Melvin.
Well, not a one-on-one with Bob, but he's scheduled to talk to him. So I'm going to make sure we get some of that.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear what he has to say in his return to Pecto Park.
Yeah, you know, look, I think knowing Bob, I think it'll be pretty, you know, just kind of normal stuff. Yeah. I don't see him saying anything too juicy, but we'll have the normal stuff. I mean, look, the one thing I'll say is that when you talk about what I've got for people, it's going to be, you know, same kind of pregame, postgame we've done the last couple of years. But the thing I love about the way we do it, I love that we're at a part of the ballpark where people can come up and say hello. It's been
back in the loft in the Western Metal Building.
So come say hi. I'll be there before and after every game. It's a great spot. It's accessible. I love seeing the fans, talking to the fans. And you know, I have a little speaker there so you can hear me if you want to hear me. But, yeah, I mean, we'll do that. I don't know that we have anything super
You made it sound like he was going to go topless.
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe he'd save some sort of one-on-one from spring training unleash on us, or who knows?
No, we kind of ran through the spring training stuff as we did it.
You had two games already that you did. Right. Yeah. You already had two games.
And honestly, like, pregame-wise, you got to keep it current. Like, I thought about recording some stuff during the exhibition games, but then it's not actually day of, and you kind of need the guys, like, day of talking, and you need that feel. So it'll be pretty normal on air-wise. But look forward to seeing everybody and getting back into the ballpark. Look, this is a great day for so many reasons, but it's a great day because the possibilities for what a season can bring are endless. I think everybody knows here, we all understand that this is the start of a journey. Yeah. There are ups and downs. It's a roller coaster. You hope at the end it's something you can remember fondly. But the beauty and kind of the weirdness of opening day is that you just don't know what the next 5-6 months will bring. And, man, it can be a roller coaster every single day.
It's the best day of the year, though, by far. I couldn't even sleep last night. I was a wreck. I mean, I had two drinks. I couldn't sleep. I was just laying there thinking about, you know, what's to come this season, the moments. We really, last year we talked a lot about the moments, and there were a couple. I mean, just literally a couple of moments, whereas the year before, there were some really, really big moments, and even the year before that. This is what I want to see. I want to see some of those walk-offs. We need it, man. This team in this town needs to see some of those moments.
Look, for whatever it's worth, the win in Korea was a really good one in a game you felt like in 2023 they wouldn't have won.
No question.
You don't feel like they would have added on. You don't feel like they would have had that insurance. So, let's see. It's early. Yeah. Those games were a week ago. But I'm certainly with you in the sense of you want more moments.
Yeah.
Okay. You want more signs that this team has something a little bit different than what they had last year. And we talked about it, I think, a couple of months ago. It's kind of important that this team gets off to a good start.
It's not everything.
It's a long year. I don't want to go totally off script from what we know about baseball. But it will feel a whole lot better for so many reasons if they do some winning here in the first month or two. And obviously, they have an opportunity to do it. Tough test today, Logan Webb. I don't know if people realize this. He was second in Cy Young voting behind Blake Snell last year. So he's terrific. He's somebody who's pitched really well against the Padres. So a tough test to begin the year. But hopefully Yu Darvish can match whatever Logan Webb does.
Well, I'm looking forward to the highlights and the postgame show of a Padres win later today. Sammy, 12-10 on the pregame show today. First pitch at 1:10.
Any chance of a topless pregame? Is there any chance at all?
You know, I once did a broadcast in a hot tub.
You did?
Yes, so I did do a broadcast without my shirt on once, so we can bring it back.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I think Craig's already trademarked Padres hot tub.
That's true.
You can't take that from him.
Yeah,
so
that'd be tough.
Yeah, he'd be offended and try to steal that.
He would be very mad if we did our show from Padres hot tub. Almost be worth it to see his reaction if we were, all right, it's Ben and Woods from Padres hot tub. He would lose his mind.
But you know what? We are in the business of creating headlines and viral moments.
That's
true. Just ripping my shirt off mid pregame show inside the loft. You know what? If the Aztecs get a win tonight, maybe I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Sammy, thank you very much. We'll talk to you on Monday throughout the season. Happy opening day to everybody. Sam Levitt is here. And while we're on our break, we're going to be giving away a Manny Machado bobblehead, about to have a drawing. You have to be present to win. If you're not here yet, though, Hurry on down, because in 1 hour we're giving away some Padres tickets to Tuesday's game, the 97.3 The Fan Poncho Night against the St. Louis Cardinals. We also have some Ben and Woods t-shirts. We're going to raffle another one away here. Coming up next, don't go away, more Ben and Woods from Baja Ricks. Downtown, 6th and L in the Gas Lamp on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Excited Padres fans, it's opening day on Ben and Woods, live at Baja Ricks Cantina, located at 170 6th Avenue, presented by Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS store. Your local San Diego County, the UPS store, hosting a Shred event. It's going on now through March 30th. 50% off shredding services. Visit the upsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. I want to shout out a special group of Padres fans. And we'll do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Sounds like our Tournament of Drops winner Kelly's getting a little spicy on the traffic reports again this morning.
I wish the mics were on just now. Three Giants fans just walked by, and everyone in the place just ripped up in some booze. So it should be a fun one today out here at Petco Park, Benjamin.
Yeah, it'll be mostly Padres fans, but there'll be a few black and orange clad fans who make their way into the ballpark today. But I wanted to shout out. Today is the beginning, technically the third game, but it's opening day. The beginning of the 56th season of Major League Baseball for your San Diego Padres. Yep. And I wanted to shout out fans like my dad, who have been around for all of the 56 seasons and then some. Many even fans of the Pacific Coast League Padres before that, who have been there the entire time waiting for a World Series title. I've only been around since 1975, hoping to see that first World Series championship for the San Diego Padres, but I missed the first six seasons of Padres baseball not being alive. A lot of people in San Diego I know have been around for the entire run of this franchise and have been waiting and hoping that this year will be the year that the baseball gods will smile and we will have a parade here in San Diego.
It's so funny talking to those fans, too, who have truly been through it all, seen it all. They're the ones that are mostly like, whatever. If it happens, honestly, they're a more calm, reserved bunch. They're like, I've seen everything. Nothing that these guys do will surprise me anymore. And I just hope it happens before I die. I mean, that is really the level that they're at. And certainly this game, obviously, you know, I was going to ask some people in the crowd, too, if you wanted to weigh in, come up to the mic and ask you guys, why baseball? You know, why baseball for you? You know, what is it that's so important about this game in particular? We all have other interests and sports we like. Paulie likes basketball. Benny likes anything with a ball. I've got my three or four that I'm very passionate about, but nothing even comes close to trumping baseball for me. If you had to take everything else away and you said you can only pick one, it's the easiest answer in the world, and it's this game, and I wonder why that is.
You know, I think for me, I love the fact that you don't have to wait around like a week between games,
yes,
or
that's a huge
three or
part.
4 days between games. I love that baseball is essentially every day in the summer. And every game is important, but you also know that, all right, we get another chance to do this again tomorrow. And I like the rhythm and consistency of the baseball season.
The rhythm method, as you call it.
Right. Yeah. The rhythm method.
Yeah.
It's like the knuckle method.
It's like the knuckle method.
To determine which months have 31 days
in
them.
The knuckle method.
That's how you do it. That right there.
Paulie, what about for you? Probably, was it always this way for you, or did you grow to love it the older you got?
Well, it all depends. To watch a sport, baseball is by far my favorite. Yeah. Playing it, it used to be my favorite when I was a kid. And then as I hit my teenagers and became an adult, I'd rather play like basketball than play baseball. But I love watching baseball. The pacing of the game is perfect for me.
Yep.
It's not intense. It's not fast-paced for the most part. You don't have to be locked in the entire time. You do in crucial moments, for sure. But there's something about whether it's the radio or the television, there's just a pageantry to the game, and it's just beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, for me, it's the bond, you know, with my dad. And my kids.
That's nice.
That's it. You know, that's really where it comes from for me. It's that when I was just the biggest piece of S human that I could possibly be between the ages of 16 and 40, potentially, I always had that with my dad where we couldn't sometimes talk about anything, but we could sit and watch a baseball game. And so, same with my kids. You know, Taylor is now starting to get into it. Bo is obviously very, very into it. And that is the most important. My wife, too, the bond of putting the games on every single night, making its appointment viewing in our house. That's what's the most special to me is just, you know, and texting with friends about the game. Everyone that I know, it's no secret I gravitate towards the most passionate baseball fans because that's who I am too.
You know, it's interesting because it is the sport that you can chat about while it's going on with the people you're watching it with. You can't really do that. I mean, with a football game, there's 20 seconds in between plays where you go, oh, did she just blah, 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 and then you're on to the next one. With baseball, even as the game is going on, you can carry on a conversation, enjoy, share what you're watching with someone else. Like the NBA, the NHL, they move too fast. Yep. They're not conducive. They're great to watch, and it's entertaining for sure, but there is a conversational aspect about baseball that really invites you to talk about the sport, I think, more than any of the other ones.
Well, and the other thing to me is just the lore of the game. So I got a chance yesterday to hang out with the great Bob Chandler, longtime broadcaster for the San Diego Padres. The dude is still as sharp as he's ever been, and I was sitting with Bob. We were filming this TV show. We were back in the green room, and he started telling stories. And if you've ever been around really any baseball player of any level, they're the best storytellers of all time. And Bob said to me, it was one of the cooler moments in my career. He came up to me and I said, hey, Bob, I'm Woodsy. We've had you on the show before. And he goes, happy anniversary, by the way. So he was listening yesterday and he said to me, he goes, I love your show and I listen to your show because you guys love baseball and you talk about baseball. And that was since the day we started. I said, we all said we're going to talk about baseball almost exclusively. But he was telling stories about, you know, his first day in the broadcast booth and how his broadcast partner was Duke Snider, okay? Longtime Dodger legend. First game, I think they're
Fallbrook native.
Yeah, they're at Candlestick Park. Padres are down 8-0 in the first inning. And he's like, oh my God, this is my first game. Padres come back to tie the game. It goes to extra innings. Duke Snider, in his first game, goes down to the field to do the post game, but he's gone for 5 or 6 innings. So he has to sit up there his first game and vamp. And the game went 15, 16 innings long. And I sat there and I thought to myself, this guy has seen it all on the baseball field, but there's still so much more for him to see. And that's the best part about baseball. Every day, Jesse says it all the time, every day you see something new. And you go, wow, I can't believe what I just saw. And that's what I love the most about it, the unpredictability.
I'm jealous that you got to spend some time with Bob Chandler. We should have him in studio sometime.
Bob, if you're listening, you have an open invite. I would he was so good. The stories he told were just elite.
Definitely still some concern this series about the weather.
Yeah.
On Saturday and Sunday, I was talking with our weather forecasters at Channel 10 yesterday. Saturday is a little more on and off, and maybe if they get lucky, I think the game's supposed to start at 4:10, 4:15. It's that afternoon Fox Sports 1 window, I think, or Fox Sports window.
4:15, I think.
Yeah,
that
they're playing on Saturday, and it's possible that some early rain could come in, but then clear out in time for the game to get underway. Sunday is looking very dicey right now with rain really kind of
4:15 on Saturday, 1:10 on Sunday.
Yeah, with rain really right now forecasted throughout the day on Sunday. So keep that in mind if you've got if you've got plans to attend the games this weekend, just you know, in case there are any changes or postponements that have to be announced, I think we're lucky here today that unlike last year, when we expected a daytime opening day and we ended up with a 7 o'clock opening day after after an afternoon of rain and we finally got it in, this one should at least start on time for the San Diego Padres. Yeah, I can't promise when it'll end. I mean, pitch clock rules usually speed things up. Should be done by the time the Aztecs get started by 4:39. But baseball, as you said, is unpredictable, and they could play 17 innings even with the runner on second base. You never know what's going to happen, but hopefully we do get this one in, and the weather should be pretty nice here for opening day in San Diego.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to be any worse than last year. Losing to Germán Márquez, and I mean, listen, if Logan Webb beats you today, it's Logan Webb at the end of the day, and Giants are supposed to be a good team. I hope that that does not happen, but last year almost put your boy in the grave on day one. Plus, it gave me about another 9 hours to pound drinks and get a little crazy out there. So this is going to be nice and tight and concise.
I doubt it makes much of a difference, but having a couple of games under your belt, maybe some of the jitters out of the way early.
It absolutely does, I told you.
The Giants will still have to get through in their first game today.
So. I told you. Crony told me the other day. He said, I'm so happy that literally I think everybody on the team got a knock except for Kimmy, and he barreled some balls, so Kim wants to get a knock in his first debut, and then he's the last guy really of the regulars to go out and do it, but Crony said, I loved it. He said, I loved it. He goes, the trip was long. It was arduous. I'm tired. He said, but I already got four hits. Like, this is fantastic. So he's already gotten that first grounder. He already had that first grounder go through his glove. Like, all these weird things have happened. So they've got their first fly balls out of the way. Jackson Merrill's got his first hit, you know. All that's done and checked off. So they're going to have a little bit of an advantage going in today.
But good or bad, I never really took into account how important that was. Oh. Whether it's your first K, your first error, your first home run, like, Get that out of the way. Yes.
And you heard Brett Boone yesterday talk about it. He goes, man, you just got to get all the first out of the way, and then you ride. Day one is going to be, you know, a little nerve-wracking for a lot of people, but I'm excited about the guys. We've not seen a lineup yet, have we?
That's what I've been scanning right now. I feel like maybe in the next hour or so, 9 to 10 o'clock, usually it's kind of 3 to 4 hours before the game.
I feel like we know what it's going to be.
Yeah, too. I was going to ask, do you think there could be any surprises from Mike Schilt in this lineup, or will it be the same lineup that we saw in the first two games against righties for the LA Dodgers, and you get another righty on the mound in Logan Webb today with Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis Jr., Jake Cronenworth, Manny Machado, Ha-Sung Kim, Luis Campusano, Tyler Wade, and Jackson Merrill. Did I leave anyone out?
Yeah, I think so.
I got everyone in there. So will it be exactly the same as the opening day lineup, even with Yu Darvish, down to Yu Darvish on the mound, or will there be any slight adjustments after the last week by Mike Schilt?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to see Brett Sullivan, you know, just to get his left-handed bat in. I don't think you're going to see anything like that. I think it's going to be like Tyler Wade at third and Jackson Merrill in center field. You know, I think it's probably going to be similar.
I tend to agree with you, but it's almost weird having the same lineup three games in a row in Major League Baseball nowadays. You had some teams that used 160, 161 different lineups.
Yeah.
Last season, you know, in Major League Baseball, and the Padres essentially could be 3 for 3 on lineups to start the year. That's actually very odd in Major League Baseball nowadays, where it, you know, even if it's all against righties, usually matchups, maybe history against a player.
We don't have a ton of lefties, so if you're a lefty, you may be in there.
Usually you play 3 days in a row. At least the backup catcher gets one of the starts, but because the two games were last week and you had a bunch of days off, I would think everyone's fresh, and Luis Campusano could be behind the dish again, so you could have that rare scenario where you truly could have the exact same lineup for the first three games of the season, other than the starting pitcher, which will be the same for two of them out of the three. So we may know before the end of the show. I'll keep scanning to see if the Padres do put out that starting lineup sometime. And if we don't have it, certainly Annie and Elston will have it before noon, I would think. It'll be much public release by then.
Perfect.
All right. We've got 1 hour left. It is still you got time to get down here to Baja Ricks. Get your name into the drawing for the Padres tickets we're going to give away at the bottom of the hour. We're going to give away some Ben and Woods merch here, T-shirts, to someone that's in present here at the top of the hour. And then Annie and Elston will have more prizes for you when they're on from 10 to noon today. So make sure you stop by, stick around, have something to drink, have some food. They've been serving breakfast, or just get a giant
golden sombrero bucket filled with lobster and crab and shrimp and steak and chicken and everything else that we had to start this hour. But we will be back. One more hour of Bennett Woods on opening day, having a lot of fun. Let's hear it, everybody. It's San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.